Our community connection this morning brought to you by Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center and an opportunity to start things off the month of February. Jennifer's in from the elder care folks, and we are counting down the days to the barbecue. I know it's not till May, but, you know, February, March, April, and, you know, we're going to be talking about barbecue before you know it.
That's true. I mean, it's going to be here before we know it. I mean, who would have thought that we're already in February?
I know.
It still feels like Christmas was just yesterday.
It was.
I mean,
figuratively speaking.
Yeah. But we are excited. It is always a really good time of the year when we start planning the barbecue, because we have so many opportunities to catch up with different community leaders and businesses that maybe we just, you know, they got busy during the holidays, and so we get to catch up and really start planning this great event. And this year is our big 20-year anniversary.
Wow, that's great. So we're going to do it upright and do something special, I'm sure. A lot of planning yet to do. We'll see what comes out.
That's true. We haven't really done a ton of planning. Our first committee meeting is tomorrow, so we're really thankful to have some new members joining us that want to help plan this great party. That's how I like to think about it. It's a really fun party. It's casual. You come out, you get something to eat, you get to usually enjoy the great sunshine and the weather.
Yep.
And be out at that beautiful ranch.
Oh, yeah. It's a great place to celebrate the great things that go on at Elder Care. And if you look at over the 20 years, well, yeah, the barbecue has grown, evolved, the tent's bigger. But how many more things are you guys doing now than you were 20 years ago? You know, it's a lot.
A lot. I mean, even just when we moved into our building in 2015, I mean, our programs have expanded since then. So I feel like each year, each program maybe isn't new, but expands a little bit more. And we're just thankful, because that's really because the community believes in our mission and really comes behind us. And so we're always thankful for every sponsor and every donor and every volunteer that comes through the door and believes in our mission and helps us get out and really serve the folks in Washington County and a little bit in out in Dewey and all of that. So we're just thankful. I mean, we've expanded so much in 20 years.
Well, yeah. I mean, it was 20 years ago, I was, still sitting here talking with Sarah Derryberry about this brand new thing that we were going to do called Elder Care's Good, the Bad, and the Barbecue. And it was a great success, you know, even then.
It was. So we are thankful. So if you need to, go ahead and mark your calendars. I don't remember the date off the top of my head, but Mother's Day weekend. Exactly, Charlie. So you can just flip ahead in your calendar, mark it down. The Elder Care Barbecue is there. Now is the time, if you're kind of looking, how can I get involved with an organization in town? Well, you can be a sponsor of our barbecue. You can buy a table. You can come in and help out. So we're always looking for new sponsors and welcoming. All of our sponsors have been faithful before. And so if that's you, I say, go ahead. Let's come on. Give us a call. We'll talk about what we can do to get you a sponsor as the barbecue.
And while you may not have the form ready to go, table sponsorships probably are already available.
They are available. We make them. We'll sell you a table of the barbecue anytime. Well, and you know what? Here's the thing. The barbecue is so important because it funds all of our programs at Elder Care. It's the one fundraiser we do a year that we really push so that we can continue to do all the great things that we do at Elder Care. One of being, you know, you talked about what's changed in 20 years. Well, one thing that hasn't changed is that we still offer daybreak.
Yeah.
That was one of
the signature program at the beginning, really.
It was. It was our signature program, and it's still there. Now, it has probably changed from what it was 20 years ago. And even in the last couple of years, we've really made some changes to Daybreak because we've talked with our participants, we've talked with the community and thought, how can this be better suited to make sure we're achieving our goal?
Yeah.
And that's by making sure people understand and our clients understand we're here at Daybreak as an activity center, as a place for you to come and have a change of scenery. Mm-hmm. And that is so important because especially in the winter, you can stay at home a lot and see your own wall and your own TV and Walmart. And that might be about your scenery.
And that's fortunately that we have mostly good weather that you can go to Walmart, you know.
That's true. But, you know, we do. We get stuck in these ruts a lot, especially after maybe a major event in our life. Maybe mm-hmm. we've had knee surgery and we were down for a while and it just got really easy to stay down.
Now, doctor says get up and exercise that knee.
Yeah. But it got really easy to not go out as much because you just kind of fell into that rut. Or maybe you suffered the unfortunate of losing a spouse or a loved one. And so you just found it easier to stay inside than it was to really get out and try something new. And that is something that's happened a little longer than you're comfortable with. You thought, oh, well, time has kind of gotten away from me, and I'm ready to move. I'm ready to do something. And that's really what Daybreak's about. It's a change of scenery. It's getting out for the day. It's experiencing kind of what that we've been talking about, food, fun, and friendship. Fun and friendship. You come out to Daybreak, and there's always a friend out there for you, whether that's a staff member that you just really enjoy, but most likely it's another participant that has some story to share with you, or you didn't even know you went to high school with them, and here they are now, or there's always great food, you know. If you come to Daybreak, you have breakfast, lunch, and a snack while you're there, so it's one less thing you got to worry about for the day. You just eat dinner later, and you'll be fine.
There you go.
And then you've got fun. You've got the whole day of doing arts and crafts, or maybe it's a game, or maybe this is the day that we went out and checked out the new Chick-fil-A and had lunch. I mean, I don't know. We go out different places throughout the week. And our whole goal is to say,
I haven't seen your bus sitting in the drive-through lane yet.
Yeah, I don't think we've done that yet. But I wouldn't be surprised if it's coming soon to check out the new restaurant. But we do. We go out to eat, and we do a lot of things in town. And it's a little bit different from Golden Opportunities, because sometimes with Golden Opportunities, we're gone all day long.
Yeah.
Well, for Daybreak, that's probably not the case. We're probably gone an hour or two, and then we come back, and we do a little bit more. So it's sometimes more manageable to start those activities on a smaller scale than, all right, I haven't done anything for a while, so I'm gone 10 hours. May not be for you.
Yeah, probably not. If you haven't done anything for a long time, 10 hours is way too long.
Yeah, it is. But, you know, so Daybreak hasn't changed our vision for helping seniors have a purpose and finding friends and not sitting at home, because we know staying in one place and not doing anything and not engaging your brain like you should really can have an impact on your health physically, mentally. And so that hasn't changed. And so come to Daybreak. If that sounds like something, come check us out for some food, fun, food, and friends.
Yeah. And you'll find some activity, some game, some conversation, something along the line, you know, even if it's just another cinnamon roll, whatever it might be. You know?
Yeah. Well, you know, one thing I found interesting, and I don't know how this didn't hit me before, but, you know, we have a lot of veterans that come over to Daybreak.
Absolutely.
And that's because a lot of times they can come with veterans assistance and come for pretty much no cost to them. And so that's kind of a benefit. So if you're a veteran and you're thinking, well, I really do need to get out, well, come talk to us, because we might be able to work around with your different assistant programs and get you into Daybreak, and then you'll have something to do.
Yeah, and now you're not necessarily known for catering to veterans per se, but the program is there, the assistance is there through the VA, so why not?
Exactly, yeah. I mean, we're not just for veterans, but yeah, the assistance is there, and a lot of people don't realize that that's part of that benefit, and so coming to Daybreak is part of it. Same with different programs. So if you're curious, okay, well, how much might this cost? Or how could I do? Well, call us. There's lots of different ways to do it. And we don't really like to talk about that up front, because really we want you to know that our goal is to just have you have fun. And so why don't you just come and visit first, and then we'll deal with all of that later. Make sure it's right for you. Make sure you're comfortable and ready to jump in with us.
Yeah, I'm not sure whatever, you know, playing with the papers and pencils there is, but, you know, you would probably be there because you're that type of organization to help your guests get things done.
Exactly. We try to find every creative solution that we can. And so Daybreak, it's just really a phenomenal program. And it's something that for some reason, not as many people know, even though it is a foundation of ours. And I think sometimes it gets lost and people are like, well, I've heard of Daybreak Activity Center, but I don't know where it is. Well, it's actually at Elder Care, building.
Right inside the front door.
It is. But it's a really wonderful program. If you're looking for a change of scenery, that is really probably the right step for you. You know, and we talked a little bit about staying at home during the winter. You know, maybe you've gone to Walmart and that's about it. Well, that can be lonely, or maybe that's because you're not as comfortable driving anymore, or maybe there's a variety of reasons for that. But another thing I like to talk about at this time of year is that Brighter Living Services can be really beneficial at a time of year where it's really cold and your joints ache, so you don't like to get out as much. Yeah. Or
and we haven't had the ice, but, you know, once there is anything sitting on the ground, then people tend to stay home, even if you're not an elder care age eligible person yet.
Exactly. And so the thing I love about our Brighter Living is that it's really flexible hours. And so it can be 1 hour once a month. It can be 24-hour care. It really can be customized to what a client needs. Mm-hmm. And so this month, maybe you did have knee surgery. And so getting out is really difficult because you just can't drive and you live alone. Well, Brighter Living can come in for this month and help with meal preparation. They can help with errands. They can even help schedule home repair. So maybe you need someone to call and check on the roof.
Yeah.
And you just, they can help with that. And then when you're over your knee problem and you're feeling more, you drop it down. Okay, well, now I only really need you to come check on me once a week. I don't need 4 hours. And
right.
It can be adjustable. And so that's what I love is, can be situational because yeah. 2 months you might need it more than you need 1 month, and that's perfectly fine.
Now, you know, it's Thursday, nice to see you. Here's my grocery list. I'll see you when you come back.
Here you go. Have fun. I don't want to go out. Or maybe you do, but you just don't want to drive because you don't want to park at Walmart. You don't, or maybe you're like me and you like to go to different stores, but mm-hmm. that is such a hassle. And you're like, but I really love this at Food Pyramid and I really love this at Homeland. Mm-hmm. And so they'll just take you to all the stores for you. You
exactly.
don't have to get any, you know, parking spots yourself. You're good.
Yeah. I mean, here's the, I can even see some people, you know, making out the grocery list for you. Oh, at Food Pyramid, it's on aisle 6, and here's my other stuff. You go to Walmart, it's on aisle 9. You
yeah.
know, it's that some people are just that precise.
Exactly. Well, and then the other thing I love is that meal preparation. So maybe even not even just going out running errands, but it can be more difficult to cook.
Oh, yeah.
You know, or you just don't want to anymore. You've cooked for 60 years and you're kind of done with it. You just don't want to do
it
anymore.
I don't have any new recipes.
And so our Brighter Living can come in and prepare meals and put them in your fridge or your freezer. So you say, okay, I need this many for this, you know, this many times a day or mm-hmm. whatever. And we can do that for you and help you keep on a nutritious diet, but not having to worry about cooking for myself.
Yeah. Here's
I don't even know where the pans are anymore.
Here's everything you need. Put it in the microwave, nuke it for a minute and a half, you're good, you know?
Exactly. And that is such a benefit. Maybe even, like I mentioned before, maybe you had a surgery and, you know, you can get around the house, but it's exhausting to think about having anything but microwavable pizza. Well, you know, have someone come in for a little bit, make a couple meals, and you'll be set to go.
Exactly.
Kind of thing.
So get signed up for that. There is a sign-up process. You just can't call up and say, can you come over? It's, you know, in an hour or so.
Exactly. There is an enrollment process that you go through, and we will come out to your home, or you can come into the office. We'll talk with you just so we really understand the scope of what you might need. And we love to do that because there may be a program you don't even know about that we
yeah.
have. And so we talk with you and we say, oh, well, did you know about this too, just in case, you know, our medical equipment loans, you don't know about it, so let me just tell you for the future.
Yeah.
And then we can get you signed up, and once you've gone through that enrollment process, it's just calling usually 24 to 48 hours before and saying, you know, I have this need. We prefer a longer. I mean, if you know you've got a doctor's appointment in Tulsa, you know, you're gonna know a week before, so
yeah.
let us know so we have more time, but we can work in those last minute things once you're enrolled that might happen.
Exactly. And one good way to do that, I got an idea. Why don't you have an open house next Monday?
Oh, we will. You're right, Charlie. It's the first of the month already. So first Monday of every month, we have an open house at 10 a.m. It's a great time to come. You can take a tour of Daybreak and come see what it's like there. You can take a look at our physical therapy area. You have a chance to learn about all those smaller programs that maybe we haven't talked about today or for a while. If anything, just come. You can come see the building. A lot of people are like, I drive past this all the time, but I don't know what it looks like.
Well, when I got inside, it seems a whole lot bigger. You know?
Exactly. And here's what I'll encourage too. If you have a neighbor you think that can use elder care or somebody at church that you know, why don't you come to an open house and then you can take information back to them. So it's not just for someone who think, well, I'm not 60, so I can't. No, it's for anybody. Anybody who wants information that might be helpful to a coworker or a church friend, or come find out for them and then you can pass it on, or then you just know it.
Yeah.
So just in case you need it for some reason.
You know, 5 years down the road or whatever. Yeah.
5 years, 10 years, it could be 20 years. We love everyone of every age. Everyone knows somebody who's aging.
There
everyone knows somebody. And
yep.
so having that information for a loved one eventually is a great idea.
We will finish up our elder care conversation when we continue in just a moment on 1400 K1.
If you're suffering from a bad back, bad knees, need a hip replacement, call the Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center, 918-494-9300. With a large number of only the best qualified specialists on staff, EOC is able to provide better care than anyone else in Eastern Oklahoma. I should know. I had my back surgery in 2012 with a degenerative disc between L4 and L5. Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center took me through a step-by-step process in which now, after surgery, I am leading a normal life. Get back to your normal life. Whether you're in need of back surgery, hip replacement, knee surgery, or knee replacement, trust your happiness to Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center. Ask your doctor about EOC or call for a consultation. 918-494-9300. Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center. We're located in the Natalie Building at 6475 South Yale in Tulsa.
Continuing our time this morning with Jennifer Ennis from Elder Care, we've been talking about everything from daybreak to preparations for the barbecue Mother's Day weekend, and we haven't talked about the Brighter Living program, but I know you're always going someplace. Golden Opportunities program.
That's true. We haven't talked about that, and so.
But the GO program does call for brighter living, so it's all good.
It's true. You know, and all of our programs kind of intertwine there, and so Golden Opportunities is doing great. You know, we're heading out to Branson in March.
Great. What you gonna see?
We're gonna go see the new Samson show out there, get on the showboat Branson Bell. So we're very excited about that. What I love is in March too. I know it feels forever away, but it will be here before we know it.
Yeah,
we're
going
to do another
days.
One of those sip and paint classes. So Valerie Joan will come in and we're going to paint this really great spring-like painting, have a little wine, have some tasty bites. So if you're looking to try something different or you love to paint, we'd love to have you. Our monthly golden hour will be the 22nd of February. It's a great time to come out. It's free, open to anyone 60 or older. Come grab some food. It's going to be our St. Patrick's Day theme. I know it feels weird, but it will be. So come out for that.
Celebrate St. Patrick's Day on George Washington's birthday. Okay, I get it.
Exactly. It's strange. You know, one thing is it's February, though. You know, we're talking about all these March things. And February always reminds me of it's heart month. It's heart healthy month. I mean, you're going to hear all about heart healthy month.
Absolutely.
This year from the American Heart Association and all that. And it gets me thinking about how it's really important that we do take care of our hearts. It's important that we do that by being social and making friends and kind of using it that way, but also literally physically taking care of our heart by being active. Yeah. And so, you know, I just want to remind everyone how important it is to go out and get 10, 20 minutes of exercise a day. Get out, do some walking, whether that's, you know, you're not comfortable doing it by yourself, well, come join one of our exercise classes with Golden Opportunities. We have one that meets 3 days a week, one that meets twice a week. Really, it breaks down to $25 a month, kind of like what you'd pay at a gym, but it's a personalized exercise class. Mm-hmm. Or you can just do it on your own.
Oh.
And you can. And if you're good and you walk or you want to go walk the mall. But here's what I always hear. Well, I can't do that because my knee hurts. Or I can't do that because, you know, my arthritis or I've got this or I have no strength anymore.
We are great at coming up with excuses, aren't we?
We are so good. But, you know, they're not really excuses. That's probably true. You probably hurt and you probably have lacked energy and you're probably unsteady on your feet. Well, but let me remind you that physical therapy can be your first step to getting all of that back. It can be your first step of getting your mobility back, getting your strength back, and allowing you to feel more comfortable walking that 10 minutes a day. So if that's you and you're like, you're right, I need to move more, but I don't feel comfortable doing that, I encourage you to maybe come get an evaluation with physical therapy. Let them help you get moving again, because the more you move, the better your body is, the better your heart is, the better your spirit is, the more comfortable you feel, the younger you feel. And so that's what we kind of wanted to mention. It's heart month. So really, let's take care of our heart this month. Let's get out and meet new people. Let's get moving, whether that's through physical therapy, getting you started, or you're good. You just need to get off the couch because Christmas was exhausting and we took a month to recover. And now's the month to jump back in. And our physical therapy is great, too, if you decide to come, because it's one-on-one skilled. So you're always with your physical therapist by yourself. And we focus on you, and really that 8 weeks that you're there, we're going to get you moving. You're going to be sore when you leave, but you're going to be thankful at the end of the 8 weeks.
Sounds like a great deal and an opportunity to, you know, move and feel better in the process and be encouraged that you can feel that you're making progress.
You can. It really is a first step. Just because pain is there, just because you feel unsteady, just because of some reason like that, physical therapy can really help. You don't have to settle your life because you're getting older and something hurts. Some of those things can really be corrected or at least minimized so you feel better. And you don't have to settle with sitting at your house by yourself. You can come out and you can socialize. And Charlie, one thing we kind of mentioned is this town is wonderful because there's so much to do.
Yeah.
And so find something to do this month that makes your heart sore and gets it pumping a little bit, and you're going to get healthier and you're going to feel much better.
Absolutely. We're going to feel better. And again, we'll invite people to your open house on Monday. And
yes.
Stop by, have a cup of coffee or whatever. And
yeah, we always have coffee and pastry.
Yeah. Sounds like a great deal.
Great.
What time is it?
It's at 10 a.m. and we're at Swan Drive. So it's 1223 Swan. So you've been to Walmart. You know where we are. Just keep going around the curb. We're right after there. We got those nice praying hands in the front. Or give us a call, 918-336-8500.
That's your Community Connection on K1.
I'm Carrie. The Oklahoma Public Employees Association has sent a letter to every Oklahoma lawmaker.